My name is Carmen, and I will be talking about different pollutions, such as water pollution, air pollution, and others. When I was researching pollution, I found more interest in water pollution because of the animals. How do the animals survive in the water pollution, and what water pollution looks like, and other things such as that. I wanted to know how to keep pollution out of the water and how to keep the coral and all of that unpolluted and clean. Multiple scientists have tested coral that has been in the water and has been polluted and has found nitrogen. Nitrogen is something in the water that pollutes it. Mm-hmm. Also, that another thing that they used to unpollute the water and help clean water was the act they held in 1972 that was started, called the Clean Water Act. Cleaning dirty and polluted water and turning it into clean water so it's safe for all of the animals, the underwater sea animals, to live in. There's other acts, such as the Clean Air Act, that was started in 1963 to help try not to pollute the air and get the air that is polluted somehow clean. The way they used the Clean Air Act was a way, like, they would put up signs to say not using hairspray and not polluting, like not putting trash all over the earth, so then the clean air that we have to breathe is usable. And that was formed all by the government. But when I looked more into water pollution, algae was a fungi in the water that is a nasty slime green looking pollution that is mostly found in water when it's not cleaned over time. It builds up and creates a thing where creates like a level of skin layer type of thing where a whole bunch of chemicals are found. Groundwater are where tanks and pipes need the water that goes underground, and that's where they kind of get, that's where the clean water kind of stays. So that's a way of separating the clean water that has already been unpolluted and then the polluted water that is still dirty, separate from each other. Wastewater is nasty polluted water that builds up over algae and dirty things that are left around, like when people litter and use hairsprays and stuff such as that. Coral holds a lot of algae. When I don't know exactly how much algae, but it holds a lot of it, and that's unhealthy for the fishes and other underwater animals that live underwater. New ways to keep coral unpolluted is cleaning up the shore, the beach shores, where things that humans use, like plastic materials and other things that will can be considered trash and not useful to underwater animals out of the water.